Hello again. Welcome to another episode of the Bing Crosby Show from 65 years ago this week. I'm excited to bring you this one because it features my all-time favorite movie star, Jimmy Stewart. And Jimmy Stewart, whenever he's on Bing's show, which is quite often, they like to make him feel, or at least they like they like the part of his character, the naivete, the sort of uncomfortable in compromising positions, and so they like to put him into positions where he's not very comfortable. And they've done it so many different ways. I don't think I've ever really heard this one before until this week. So it was fun to hear it. I won't give anything away, but so many times they've done it both with being newly married and before he was married, having shopping for lingerie and things, and so they've put him in really situations where Jimmy Stewart could really play up his uncomfortableness, and having Bing with him, and just the banter back and forth is always fantastic. Tonight's show is no exception, and a very fun, novel idea with Jimmy Stewart at the time. Anyway, enjoy, and we'll see you next time.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Jimmy Stewart and Kay Starr. And now, with April showers plummeting down upon us and puddling the pavements, here's Philco's old rubber boot, Bing Crosby.
Ken, every boot must have a heel, and I appreciate your company.
Oh. No, I meant old rubber boot as a term of endearment.
Well, that's better. Thank you, Ken. You're a dear.
Thank you.
But spring is wonderful, isn't it? Isn't it grand? Yeah. Takes us back to the days when we were kids.
Ah, sentimental journey.
Quite a trip, too. Yes. But oh, to be a boy again. Ah, now that April's here. Do you remember, Ken, kicking off your shoes and walking down an old country road, squishing the mud through your toes?
You can still do that.
Yes, but now it seems so messy. But now, Ken, it's tune time, and our opening selection is called If You Stub Your Toe on the Moon.
It's kind of tough to stub your toe on the moon, isn't it?
Just a few of us who can do it. Superman, Buck Rogers, the cow who jumped over thee, and myself. Tonight, I will be accompanied by the Rhythmaires, a charming group of toe stubbers, if I've ever seen one, in green chartreuse. What is that? Grand, are we ready, John?
Nothing to be ashamed of if you stub your toe on the moon. When a dream's at the top of the sky, well, you just have to jump pretty high. But don't give up too soon if you stub your toe on the moon.
Now you take Addie Adjetz.
Who's Addie Adjetz?
Stand by, young Addie Adjetz loved making gadgets. Life needs some new things, was his claim. Hoped one or two things might bring fame. This is the last time you'll hear Harry's name. Nobody's mentions Harry's inventions. But do you think that got him down?
No!
Here comes the end when you've gadgets to mend. He's the best repairman in town. So there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Nothing to be ashamed of
if you stub your toe on the moon.
Stub your toe on the moon, though it may be a blow to your pride.
You're a hero because, well, you tried.
So don't give up too soon if you stub your toe on the moon. If you stub your toe on the moon.
Oh, very good. of the mares. You too.
Thank you, Ken. I thought it had sort of a very springtimey bounce myself.
Yeah, now that spring is here, I guess you're all set for the great outdoors, huh?
But I am, Ken. I got my Airex spinning rod and reel all set up, ready to go. The croquet mallets are freshly painted. The canoe is all patched with fresh birch bark. My butterfly net is rewoven. I've put new ropes in the hammock, polished up the camp stove, and I've just finished putting three coats of varnish on my ukulele.
Oh, you gotta have that, sure.
Oh, yes.
You're all set for the whole summer.
Whole summer? Yeah. Those are merely the basic items for our first picnic next Sunday.
Well, how can you carry all that stuff?
We are a large family, Ken. I just yell safari, and our homegrown native bears grab bundles. Off we go into the jungles of Griffith Park.
Well, Bing, it seems to me you've overlooked a very important and useful item to take along on picnics and all outdoor trips.
You mean, of course...
Yes. A Philco portable radio.
That's understood, Ken. The Philco portable is the first thing we pack ahead of the groceries.
Well, I should hope so. After all, a Philco portable is a must on any outdoor trip. You can keep up with the news, athletic events, and your favorite program.
I think that right here, a few words on the Philco portable ought to be in order. That big buildup.
Bing, it's wonderful how those Philco portables get around. And folks, it's open season on portables right now. So if you're getting ready for a spring safari, take along Philco's famous 602. It's Philco quality all the way through. Gets you more stations all along the dial. Tunes them in sharper and clearer. And it's a three-way portable with powerhouse performance on battery or AC or DC. A real eye catcher, too, and a stylish plastic cabinet that comes in your choice of four smart colors. Get yours now and get set for spring trips. Ask for the Philco 602, the quality portable. From the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, the leader.
Here's a tune categorized as ballad popular, and it's currently going great in Box's Juke. Oh, once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her, set your heart afire Tuesday. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up the list for Amy, ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over and just quits cold. Ah, but once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you romance her, trouble is the answer will be that Amy'd rather be in love with me. In the canary cage this evening, we've corralled a charming chirper, lady who's cut a caper with us on several occasions in the past, currently being acclaimed by the nickel droppers among the coin machine mob and the shellac spinners who are snatching up her platters and listeners who latch onto her radio show. It's a pleasure to present Miss Kay Starr. Slip out and curtsy, Kay. Hmm?
Thank you, Dave.
Kay, may I say that you're the picture of health. Your eyes are flashing, your teeth gleaming, your cheeks bright and sparkling. You really glimmer.
Kay, listen, please. You make me sound like a neon sign.
Well, whatever you're advertising, I'll buy. Maybe it's the spring air or something, Kay. But anyhow, when you were a little girl in Oklahoma, did you used to take off your shoes and run around barefooted like we boys did?
Well, when I was a little girl, I never had any shoes.
Don't they sell them in Oklahoma?
Oh, sure. Mama used to order them for me, but they never could catch me to put them on.
Well, we've got you cornered now, complete with shoes and song copy. The title thereof?
You Broke Your Promise.
Oh, yes, a new recording of yours, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Starr is supported by Mr. Trotter and men in a very colorful arrangement, I think you'll find.
You broke your promise, oh yes. You broke your promise, and now I'm all alone and your promise, oh yes, you broke your promise, and that is how you broke my heart. You swore you'd be my true blue steady, but now you've gone and faded already. You swore you'd be my loving papa, but the lie you told was a great big whopper. You broke your promise. You broke your promise. Now I'm all alone and so blue. You said you love me. Yeah, but not a word you said was to come true. You promised you'd be mine forever, and we would never, never, ever part. But you know that you have broken your promise. Oh yes, you broke your promise, and that is how you broke my heart. I find your love's not worth a dime. You've gone and done it every time. You broke my heart. You broke it right in two.
Ah, that was very good, Kay.
Say, that gal really can sing.
Real fine, huh?
Say, Bing, where's Jimmy Stewart?
Stewart?
Well, yeah. Gee, sure anxious to see him. He's such a wonderful, sweet, lovable person.
He is, huh? Whatever gave you that impression?
Well, Bing, haven't you ever seen him in pictures? I saw him the other night, and he's such a nice, honest, easygoing fella.
You're out of your mind. Stewart is a first-class cad.
Jimmy Stewart?
Yes.
The Jimmy Stewart I'm so crazy about in pictures?
The Jimmy Stewart everybody's so crazy about in pictures, yeah. Sure, on the screen he's a sweet, lovable, honest guy, but in real life, why, he'd double-cross you faster than a Mickey Finn.
What? Why, Bing, I just can't believe that about Jimmy. Why, he wouldn't hurt a fly.
I'm talking about what he does to people.
Well, I thought you and Jimmy were great pals.
We were.
What happened between you two? Did Jimmy make a record of White Christmas or something?
No. No, it's deeper than that. He really pulled a dirty trick on me, that boy. You see, Ken, I was sitting at home the other evening, filing Hope's name off some golf trophies. I want them from him. And the phone rang. Hello?
Hello, Bing?
Yeah?
This is Jimmy Stewart.
Hello, Jimsy. How's the boy?
Oh, just awful, Bing.
What's the matter?
Well, Bing, something terrible just happened.
Golly, don't tell me our pyramid has collapsed.
No, it's even worse than that. This is a catastrophe. Bing, now you've just got to get over here right away.
Oh, but Jim, I can't go out now. I'm wearing my bedroom slippers and an old bathrobe. Yeah.
Well, if you're not going out, what are you all dressed up for?
I'm just eccentric. But, Jim, what's the big emergency anyway?
Well, I can't tell you over the phone, Bing. This is a party line, and I share it with Luella.
Well, Hedda is on mine. We both better shut up.
Yeah. Well, hurry right over, Bing. Now, step on it. I'm in real serious trouble.
I'm on my way, pal. But don't hang up the phone yet. Hedda wants to say something to Luella.
Oh.
I'll see you in a few minutes, Jim.
I thought you'd never get here.
Well, I had a little trouble with my car. It's a good thing you just live across the street.
Yeah. Well, why didn't you walk right in? Oh, you didn't have to knock first.
Well, I promised Humphrey Bogart I'd knock on any door.
Oh, I see.
Now, what's the big emergency, Jim?
Well, here, let me take your bathrobe.
This is my shirt.
Oh.
I made a quick change. What's troubling you, Jim?
Well, Bing, maybe you'll think I'm crazy, but I'm in an awful jam. You see, Bing, I'm a bachelor.
Well, a lot of single men are bachelors.
I know, Bing, and I've been a bachelor all my life. But tonight, something happened.
Jim, you got a wife?
No, a baby.
A baby?
Now, don't jump to conclusions, Bing. It's not what you're thinking, if you're thinking what I think you're thinking. Only I don't think you'd think that because it's impossible.
Keep talking. Get yourself out
you
of
see,
this.
Bing, it's my cousin's baby, the married one.
Mm-hmm.
You see, she and her husband left the baby here so they could go to the movies. It's just the worst thing that ever happened to me. I don't know what to do with the baby. I don't even know how to fold a handkerchief from my pocket.
Me either. I paint mine on.
Oh?
But Jim, I can't understand your cousins. This is the dynest thing I've ever heard of. Seems to me if they're going to go gallivanting around to movies all the time, they should have a regular babysitter.
Well, they have, but she couldn't work tonight. She's having a baby.
Going into business for herself. Yeah. Huh? That's what I like about America. Everybody's got a chance to make good. But, Jim, if you're in trouble with a baby, why call on me?
Why call on you? Bing, you've burped more babies than Dad's old-fashioned root beer.
That's all behind me, Jim. I'm sorry. I've got to go. I'll see you around. Good
no,
luck,
you can't walk I've out got... on me now. No. I've got a baby in the bedroom.
I don't care if you got a lady in the balcony.
No.
Gone.
No, I thought we were friends. I'm scared to death of that kid. I don't know the first thing about handling babies.
There's
Bing.
Nothing to it. They're just like people.
Now, please, Bing, now stop edging toward the door here. Now, Geraldine may wake up any minute, and, well, darn it, I don't even know which end the talcum powder goes on.
Put a little on both ends. I gotta go.
But how do I know when she needs talc?
Well, when she starts yelling and talking, you start changing in talc.
I see. That's what scared me.
Nonsense. I'll be seeing you, Jim. There's nothing to worry about. There's one thing about babies. Once they're asleep, they sleep like babies. It's a sin.
Huh? Hey, what's that?
It's mice, I think. Good night, Jim.
Bing.
I've got to go, yes.
No.
I'll see you, Jim. Good luck to you.
Look, you can't run away from this, Bing. Now, at Valley Forge, did our forefathers retreat? No. In Cuba, when the Rough Riders charged on San Juan Hill, not a man fell back. During the long, hard months of World War I, we didn't flinch under the fire of enemy's cannon. And in World War II, through the steaming jungles of the Pacific, across the wastelands of the African desert, in the freezing Arctic snows at Iwo Jima and Guam and Okinawa.
Oh, that was a great performance. Now go in and try it on the kid.
Crosby,
he's trying to win the Oscar over there.
Well, it doesn't have a chance. we've got to get in there. Now, you first.
Me?
Don't worry, I'll cover you up from behind.
Never mind me, you cover the baby from behind.
Better yet, Bing.
What?
You go in and make a reconnaissance tour and report back to me with a full report on the entire problem in triplicate.
The war's over, Colonel.
Oh, no. But something's wrong in there, Bing. Now, what is it?
It's nothing serious. It's either pin, pants, or pablum.
Oh. Well, we just can't stand here, Bing. Now, let's go in.
Well, I'll just take a peek, but boy, that's all.
Thanks. Now, I'll snap the lights on.
Okay. Well, just look at that.
No.
Be careful, Bing. She's snarling. She's got a tooth, too.
She just being friends. Isn't she a plump little rascal, huh?
Yeah, well, she should be. You know, she eats all the time. She's had 3 bottles in the past hour.
3 bottles of milk?
No, this stuff right here, baby oil.
Jimmy, you're supposed to rub it on her.
Yeah, I do, but she keeps licking it off.
Jimmy, we're in trouble.
What's the matter?
Oh, why, just feel under here.
I will not.
All this young lady needs is a new diaper. And we're going to change her.
Okay, turn out the lights.
out the lights.
Of course.
Okay, snap them out. I can do this with the lights out and my eyes closed. This is nothing.
See, it was pretty dark in here. Where's the baby?
I got her.
That's my hand.
I wondered why she was wearing a ring on her ankle.
Here, I've got her.
Hang on. This will just take a second. First, I put the safety pins in my mouth. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Hand me some more pins.
There you are.
Hold still now. Hold still, Oody Pookie Wookie. I'll get it.
Bing.
Something seems to be stuck here.
Bing, no pull.
Must be still pinned to her shirt.
Bing, let go.
What's the matter?
You got my necktie.
Yeah, I got it now. You hold her feet. I'll just slip them down like this. There we are. All set. Turn the lights on.
Okay. Gee, Bing, thanks a lot. Hey, where's the baby? Bing, you covered the wrong end.
I told you, Jim, to hold her feet. Now, leave the lights on. I guess I've been away from this thing too long. I needed a race or something. Couldn't do it by the touch system.
Look, Bing, while you're doing that and getting her back to sleep, why don't I run over to the Westwood Theater and get our folks back here?
Well, why don't I run over?
No, you don't know them. Now, I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Hold it.
No, I'll be right
wait
back.
A minute.
Now, I'm placing you in full
but
charge.
But, Jim, wait. Now, kid, looks like you and me. Sleep for you, and I'm going out and raid the Philco refrigerator. Oh, yes. Yes, they are. They're real beauties. They'll love you in Philadelphia. Oh, boy. 1:15 a.m. That guy's been gone over 3 hours. Well, I might as well tune in the Philco and see if any radio stations are still on. Only takes 10 minutes to get to the theater from here. Oh, maybe he's staying for the picture or something. Hope it's Connecticut Yankee.
Hiya, folks. Here we are again with the music of Red Nichols and his five pennies coming at you from high atop Barney Dean's stylish Ventura Motor Courts overlooking beautiful Sherman Oaks. We've got a lot of celebrities, as usual, here tonight. Let's see. Oh, there's Barney Dean himself, sitting with Mr. and Mrs. Bill Gargan. They're the Pat O'Briens, Prince Mike Romanoff and his charming wife, the Groucho Marxes. And over here, sitting in a dark corner with a very charming young lady, is that sweet, lovable, shy guy from the movies, Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart? And I'm stuck with this baby. What are you laughing at? Well, that does it. Sweet, lovable, shy Jimmy Stewart, huh? So, Ken, that's what happened.
Well, Bing, I never would have believed
well,
it.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you would.
Have you seen Jimmy since then?
No, but fortunately his cousins came by a little later and rescued me. For all I know or care, Jimmy Stewart is still sitting in that dimly lit corner overlooking beautiful Sherman Oaks. And I hope he is. But to get on with the show, Ken, if K-Star is ready...
I'm ready for anything, Bing, except babysitting.
Well, then let's make believe we're Buddy Clark and Doris Day and sing You Was.
Fine, I'll be Doris and you be Buddy, huh?
Gordon McRae will be very happy. John Scott, you be Kay Kaiser and let's go, huh?
If you were to ask me who the sweetest one I knew was, I'd say you were.
You're such a bright girl, yes. If you were to ask me who my favorite point of view was, I'd say you were.
When you're not near, my heart is inclined to waste away.
But when you're here, the funny part is my heart is a spherical, lyrical, miracle all the day.
If you were to ask me who the apple of your eye was, I'd say I was.
You get $18.75 and 2 tickets to the Borschka Pades. If you were to ask me who your sweet potato pie was, I'd say I was.
Supposing we paid a visit to a certain preacher.
Supposing you overheard me practicing I do, and you were to ask me who the bride and groom to be was.
I'd say we was.
Me and you.
If you were to ask me who the bride and groom was, we was. Me and you.
Ah, great, Ken Bing, really tops. You say, folks, if you want the all-time tops in radio performance, just drop in at your dealer and say, Philco. That's the magic word that gets you tops in listening every time. And there's magic in the air nowadays, new electronic magic from the Philco Laboratories. Take a listen at your Philco dealer now. Those great new 1949 Philco radio phonograph consoles give you a sensational improvement in tone and performance. Plus, every new service in radio. Two-speed phonograph, FM radio, the whole works for luxurious listening. And remember, in back of every radio Philco makes are all the resources of the world's largest radio manufacturer. Research laboratories, quality materials, radio know-how, plus the capacity of the world's longest radio production line. You'll find it all pays off in the most for your radio money. The outstanding values at your dealer today from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Lovely melody from La Belle France, first introduced in this country by Miss Edith Piaf, presented now with an English lyric and a few melodic transpositions or interpolations.
While the Angelus was ringing, calling for the evening prayer, I could hear the choir singing. And I saw you standing there. Silently I stood beside you. How my heart was beating then. For my dreams had all come true. I was safely back with you, never more to roam again. Then the great cathedral spire seemed to come alive and say, through the voices of the choir, there will be a wedding day. Then a golden ray of sunlight from a window in the sky shone upon us from above. Heaven's blessing on our love. Now our love will never die. Heaven's blessings on our love. Now our love will never die.
That then represents the curtain dropper for this evening's Philco filibuster. But before we cut out for our respective roosts, I'd like to thank K-Star for being with us.
It was fun, Bing. Thank you.
Oh, say, Bing, there's a fellow here to see you.
Who's that?
It's me, Bing, that lovable, sweet, shy guy of the movie.
Well, if it isn't Peter Lorre.
I'm sorry about the other night, Bing. You see, let's see now. At 50 cents an hour for babysitting, I must owe you about $2.25.
According to my time card, it's $3.25, and it said $3.25 in your script, too.
Oh, yes.
Thanks.
There you are.
Yes.
Who's with you next week?
Well, next week, James, we do our Easter show. The Gonzaga University Glee Club is coming down from Spokane, and Peggy Lee will be with us, too.
Oh, Gonzaga's your old alma mater, isn't it?
That's right, Jim. Seems like only yesterday I was singing in the Glee Club, and now they're my guests.
Oh, time certainly flies, doesn't it?
Yes, especially when you're sitting atop Barney Dean's Ventura Motor Court overlooking beautiful Sherman Oaks.
Oh, yeah. I meant to explain that.
Too late. Good night, Jimmy.
Good night.
Good night, Kay. Good night, folks. Thanks a lot.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Peggy Lee and the Gonzaga University Glee Club. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader. Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant and Lou Brings Orchestra and Al's guests.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April a shower comes along.
I'm going to open up the shindig tonight with a little song the birdies sing. And I figured like this. If the little birds can do it, why can't I? Okay, Lou. I heard a robin this morning. I'm feeling happy today. Going to put my cares in a whistle. Blow them all away. What if I've been unlucky? Really, I ain't got a thing. There's a time I always feel happy as a king. When the red robin's out bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he stops throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. The sun is red, live, love. Oh, be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red robin starts bobbing along. When the red robin starts bobbing along. A song that's got so much rhythm in it, I may have to dance part of it. So come on, Lou, let's dance. Goodbye, blues. Birdies are singing every old thing's in tune. Goodbye, blues. Nothing but laughter morning and afternoon. I saw a rosebud in a star, so I'm going where there's more. Goodbye, blues. Troubles are over, I'll be in clover soon. I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tootsies in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound. I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth. to put my tuxes in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go. I'm Alabama.
Nice going, Ninny.
Oscar, that's Winnie, not Ninny. Your pronunciation is not clear.
It was clearer than you think.
Oscar, now look, don't criticize the way I speak. It so happens I was a smartest student at PS 184 in Brooklyn. I was so smart, I graduated Mammy Cum Laude.
Mammy Cum what?
I said Laude.
But Al, seriously, Mr. Churchill has a wonderful command of the English language. When he speaks, the words literally flow out.
Well, Oscar, when I speak, they flow out too.
With you, it's not a flow.
No?
It's more like the sink has stopped and you're waiting for the plumber to come with the Drano.
Oscar, don't belittle me. I studied, really, I studied hard. I used to go to night school to study diction, and I had a wonderful English teacher.
Really?
Yep, she taught me to speak just like she did.
How is Mrs. Nussbaum?
That's enough, Oscar. Sit down at the piano, let's see how your friend Tchaikovsky speaks.
Thank you. in your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade. On the avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet, and of the girl I'm a-taking to that Easter parade.
Very good, Al. That song makes me homesick for New York.
Yes, Oscar, there's no place like New York. Even my little boy, Asa, loves it.
Little Ace is only a year and a half old. What does he love about New York?
Well, I took him there about 6 months ago, and he had lunch at Lindy's. I remember he ate a couple of dill pickles, a bowl of chopped chicken liver, a hunk of pastrami, and three boxes of knishes.
How was he the next day?
Sick as a dog.
I suppose you took the infant over to the Winter Garden to show him where you used to work.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. All the chorus girls from Bobby Clark's show made a big fuss over little Asa. They kissed him and hugged him and played with him.
A chip off the old block, eh?
The old block ain't got much left to chip off, Oscar.
You know, Al, I'd like to go to New York just to see one show.
What show is that, Oscar?
Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate. I hear it's just wonderful.
Well, you may not be able to go to New York for that show, Oscar, but I know one of the songs, and it's real low down.
Sing it, Al. If you get too low, I'll pick you up.
Why can't you behave? Oh, why can you behave? After all the things you told me, and the promises that you gave, why can't you behave?
Oh, behave, baby, behave.
Why can't you be good and do just as you should? Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? Why can't you behave? There's a farm I know near my old hometown, where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. But why can you behave?
have you got the key to the washroom? I want to rinse this cigar. I'm afraid you're Groucho Marx.
You bet your life.
In case you don't remember, I'm Oscar Levant.
Oscar, that's a strange name. Why couldn't your parents think of something more normal? Like Zeppo, Harpo, or Gummo. Or even Zazu Pitts. You won't go far with a name like that.
It so happens that I've done quite well as a piano player.
Really? Well, I have just the thing every piano player needs, an Elgin American compact.
Why would a piano player need a compact?
Well, you can powder the seat of your pants when the bench makes it shiny. Now, Levant, before I make a poor man out of Jolson, how would you like to buy an elephant?
You're mad. What would I do with an elephant?
Make your own piano keys. Or I'll sell you some piano keys and you can make your own elephant.
Well, hello, Groucho.
Jolson, I don't like your attitude. Every time we meet, you say, hello, Groucho. How come you never say, hello, Tyrone?
All right. Hello, Tyrone.
Jolson, don't you know me? I'm Groucho. I'm one of the Marx Brothers. I'm the one that doesn't talk.
But you're talking right now.
No, well, that was you that was just talking. Jolson, I see you've raised a mustache.
Yeah, I did it for a reason, Groucho. I wanted to look a little older.
Well, I think you made it.
And you might
why
be
interested... Why don't you throw a beard in?
You might be interested to know, since I've had this mustache, a lot of people think you and I look alike, you know.
That's about the best reason I've ever had to shave mine off. Jolson, I didn't come over here to find out what's going on under your nose.
Yeah.
Well, someday you're going to want to retire again. Or is that just wishful thinking? You ought to have a business working for you. Something where the money's coming in and you don't have to sing.
Well, suppose the money doesn't come in.
Who cares, as long as you're not singing.
But look, Groucho, I'm not interested in business. It's not exciting enough for me.
That's why my proposition is so good, Al. I want to sell you a ball team.
A ball team? No, thanks. Say, wait a minute. Maybe that's not a bad idea. Now, Bob Hope owns a part of the Cleveland Indians, and Bing Crosby owns part of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Groucho, what team did you have in mind for me?
The Bel Air Bloomer Girls.
A girls' baseball team? Mm-hmm. Groucho, that's ridiculous. Girls don't play good baseball.
Well, they probably know some other games, too.
But I've never even heard of the team, Groucho. Who do they play? Where do they play? Who are they?
Well, last week we played the Optimistic Donuts.
What?
The Optimistic Donuts.
Were the Optimistic Donuts any good?
No, I've never yet seen a donut that could play ball. On the other hand, I've never seen a baseball that you could dunk.
Did you ever get in a game with them, Groucho?
Yes, but for some reason, I can't get to play space with any of them.
Groucho, do you coach this team yourself?
That's right, Al. I used to get out there with the girls and take strenuous exercises.
I suppose that was to build up your resistance, eh?
No, it was to tear theirs down.
Well, I don't know about girls playing ball.
I don't know about you, Al, but they always play ball with me.
But tell me, Groucho, does a girls' team draw big crowds?
Well, at yesterday's game, there were 5,000 people in the grandstand.
Any bleachers?
Well, there were a few blondes there. Now, come on, Jolson, let's make a deal. You can have all the baseball bats, masks, and uniforms for $25.
That'd be the girls' expenses, you know.
You don't have to worry about it, Al. I perfected a device so when a girl is tired and hungry, it automatically feeds her.
What did you call it?
A man. What?
Groucho, I can't go on a business proposition this way. You tell me they're good players, but I don't know. I don't know if they are or not.
Well, of course they are. Why, you should have seen the scouts here last night to look them over.
Big league scouts?
No, boy scouts. What?
Groucho, what good is it for boy scouts to look at the girls?
Well, they learned you can start a fire without matches.
By the way, how many bats do you have?
Oh, just two or three. The rest of them look pretty good, huh?
Oh, you're crazy. Now, Groucho, now, look. This is between you and me. Don't try and tell me that. Aren't you fond of any of the girls?
Yeah, stop shaking the paper. I can't read.
Now, wait a minute. This has nothing to do with the paper. I want to know something. You got to tell me.
Is that your natural shake?
What I want to know is, outside of this baseball, are you fond of any of the girls?
Well, now, let's see. Oh, yes. Well, to tell the truth. To tell the truth, and I'm trying to avoid it, I went for the pitcher, but I went too far and got the catcher.
Oh, she must be good looking, huh?
Oh, you'd like her after a fashion. You'd probably like her even better after an old fashion.
Well, that begins to interest me. Now, there's something else I want to know. Do you play any doubleheaders?
Not if I can get a guy with a single head. Jolson, you got to buy this team. They're really fine players. Why, I've got a shortstop who doesn't even use a glove when she plays.
How does she stop the ball?
With her face.
What?
Her face will stop anything. However, the center fielder has one bad habit. When she's running the bases, she always stops and walks from third base to home plate.
How come?
She says the fellas she knows with the fellas with...
Yes. I've been waiting for you to do that.
Well, are you shaking this paper again? She says with the fellas she knows, walking home is a good thing to practice. I'm sorry I got to it.
But Groucho, how does the betting average on the team? Do you have any girls who are good at pinch hitting?
Yes, one, but I help her.
How can you help her pinch hit?
Well, I pinch and she hits. But enough about the girls' team, Jolson. Let's talk about some other round figures, like your money.
Groucho, I'm not going to get involved in a money deal until I'm sure that you know something about baseball.
Know something about baseball? Al, you don't remember when I played with the Dodgers?
Brooklyn Dodgers?
No, draft. What? Then I was with the Chicago White Sox for 3 years.
Chicago White Sox for 3 years? Doing what?
Washing socks. Yeah. There I went to the Red Sox and then to the Argyle Sox. After leaving the Sox, I was promoted to underwear. Started at the bottom. After that, I went to the... After that, I went to the Bush Leagues.
What'd you do in the Bush Leagues?
Trim bushes. 2 years later, I became a star pitcher. I remember my first big game. In the fourth inning, I threw my arm out.
You threw your arm out? What happened?
Someone in the stands threw it back in. He said there was no mustard on it.
Groucho, I don't think I want to buy a girl's team. Now, if there were any good, the major leagues would be looking over your players.
Well, they are. I have one girl. The Yanks are still after.
The Yanks are looking for her? Who is she?
Mademoiselle from Armentier.
Groucho, that's the name of a song.
I know, and here's the name of another one, that little German band.
Okay, Groucho, you take the high notes, and I'll take the low notes. And I'll get to the end before you.
This should be a baseball song. It's coming in from left field, Al.
Here, the Kapellmeister, he's making every music.
The Kapellmeister?
Yeah, the Kapellmeister, that's his großartig,
you know. Sehr gut, yeah.
Beneath my window every morn, I can hear a great big horn.
Papa, in the backyard there they are.
When they want money when they play, I give them more to go away.
They all play something new.
Yes,
they blow until they're blue.
And when you think they're true, they sing a line or two. La 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 la.
Such a pretty melody.
La 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 la.
Like the berries in the tree.
La 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 la. La la,
everybody sing with us.
La 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 la. That was großartig, Meyer.
Oh, wunderschön.
You know something?
Yeah.
You, the way you sing, you should be with Caruso.
Albert, Caruso is dead.
I know.
Albert.
Oh, that music is so grand from the little Sherman band.
What is that? Say, something got sour in the flute.
The bass one fella is the best. Now he could almost round the rest.
They all stand in a ring.
Jawohl.
They play the same old
thing. Oh, they're no good. And the leader pulls the string.
Yeah.
They drop their horns and sing. La, 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 la.
Such a pretty melody. La, 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 la. Like the berries in the tree. La, 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 la. Everybody sing with me. La, la, la.
Gypsy violins were playing at the Candlelight Cafe, and I smiled when I heard a gypsy say that love would come my way. Do not laugh, the gypsy told me, as he bowed and walked away. Suddenly, you appeared before me at the Candlelight Cafe. There was wine, and there was music, and the gypsy winked his eye as our hands met across the table, and I kissed my heart goodbye. With the dawn, the music faded, but our love was here to stay, burning bright like the flaming candle at the Candlelight Cafe.
Folks, when I was a kid, they didn't have radios and phonographs like they have today. In our house, we had one of those talking machines with a big horn on it. And whenever I was a good boy, my mother let me play my favorite record. It was Bing Crosby singing this song. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so. Good night, everybody.
Al Jolson Show was released for listeners in the United States by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, and rebroadcast to our men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.